after that. Not just after, but before. I think we were slowly getting back into the game, and we still didn't do the right things, you know. You know, we let ourselves down, as I said, me included. So, you know, it just wasn't to be. And, you know, we tried to push on and get a second goal and left ourselves a little bit exposed at the back, and they pressured us and got a penalty that, you know, was rightly so, a penalty.
I saw a picture that you put on Twitter after the game on Saturday, and, you know, enjoying a casual beer, as you were quite entitled to, having won promotion, and said this is what hard work gets you. And to be honest, even though you were beaten on Saturday, it's the bigger picture of what the team have achieved across the season.
Yeah, like, if you look at the many defeats we've had all year, there's not been that many, you know. We've won a hell of a lot of games, and we've only got beaten in a small few, and hence why we're at the top of the league. So to be beaten twice in a row is never a great thing. It's never a nice thing. It's never a thing that you want to be a part of. But it's happened, and it's happened at a little bad stage of the season for us. We've got to go and get a win on Saturday. You know, go out there and show, you know, what we've learned over the course of the season, which, you know, for 90% of the season we've done every single week. And I think the fans know that and appreciate it. And I think, you know, it was a slight little, you know, bit of a, I wouldn't say stick me fingers up, but sure, it was just to let people know, you know, listen, we're happy to relax, we're happy to, you know, let our hair down, and even though we've got promotion, we'll enjoy tonight, but, you know, come Sunday morning, Monday morning, back in training, we'll continue to work for Saturday to get the biggest picture that we need to get, and that's the league title.
And I'm sure you'll enjoy another casual beer should you win the title on Saturday, and a great chance to do it here at the County Ground as well.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's written for us at the moment to do that, so we could have had it wrapped up before this with a couple of draws, but not to be. And, you know, we've got to go out and win the game on Saturday, and, you know, we're going to have a full house here, so, you know, the fans have come in their large numbers all year, and every credit to them. This is something that I think they deserve after last season, as well as the players.
How difficult is the Port Vale game going to be, considering they have nothing to play for, but as we know, sometimes that allows teams to be a bit more expansive?
Yes, that does happen, but I think no matter what, we've got to be at our best, and we've got to put on a show. Whether it's 1-0 or 4-0 or 5-0, we really need to go out there and, you know, put on a great show for everyone to enjoy the day from 3 o'clock till 5, half 5, 6 o'clock, whenever the celebration's going till.
And the key is it's in your hands as well.
Yeah, I think, like, it's up to us to throw it away, which I don't think we'll do. I think we've too many good players here. We've got management staff that, you know, are drilling it into us and keep putting us under, you know, pressure to go out and play at our best every single week. And, you know, we go out and train and try to do our best Monday to Friday. And we've just got to go out and play our own game. You know, there's no point us feeling any pressure, because, you know, the chances of throwing away the title are slim. But, you know, you've always got to be aware, you know, that can't happen. There's still 6 points to play for with 2 games to go. So we've got to just go out there and enjoy the day and take it all in.
And I suppose the key will